Why not a child? We so often say that what we do is for the children, for those who come after us. And yet, don't we often ignore the voices and the worries and the needs of the very young? In this country alone, one of the richest in the world, if you define wealth in terms of gross domestic product anyway, one in six children lives in poverty. Worldwide, fully half of the world's poor are children. This is not new. Children have always been the most vulnerable to any ill that might befall a community. By definition, children are vulnerable, and so why not a child to be a symbol for hope and peace? And not just a symbol, but a reminder that to be saved, right? Now, Jesus came down, the story goes, to save us. To be saved, we must participate in that rescue. If only we cared for each other and ourselves and this earthly home as tenderly as we would care for a baby lying in a manger. Lately, the answer to that question, what if we cared for each other as tenderly as we would care for a tiny child, has been turned on its head. On our behalf, children, yes, some of them infants, have been taken from their parents and put in cages. Makes that straw-filled manger look pretty cozy. So let's engage in a meditation together. Let us imagine the peace that we seek, peace in our hearts, peace in our families, peace in this community of faith in our world. Let us imagine that fragile peace as a tiny baby, crying out for comfort, calling us to work together to care for them, this tiny child, symbol of hope and light and possibility. And then let us set to work in living that dream each hour of each day, not just at Christmas time.